Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a snare snap widen chain in Ableton Live 12 for that smoky, warehouse-sized jungle and old-school DNB feel. Not a giant pop snare, not a glossy modern trap clap vibe. We're going for something more underground. A snare that hits dead center, then blooms out around the edges with snap, air, and a little bit of grime. That's the energy you hear in proper DNB systems. The front edge comes first. Then the room speaks. The snare feels physical, but it doesn't smear the mix. That balance is the whole game here. So the mindset for today is simple. Think in layers, not one big effect. We want transient, tone, width, and space each doing a job. If one device is trying to do everything, things get messy fast. Start with a solid snare source. Ideally something short, hard, and punchy. In jungle and old school DNB, a snare with a strong transient usually works better than a long fluffy one. If you're using a sample, load it into simpler in classic or one-shot mode. Trim the start so the transient is immediate, and only warp if you really need timing correction. Keep the hit tight. At these tempos, a sloppy snare gets swallowed by the break movement and the bass energy. Before we widen anything, clean up the source. Tune the snare so it sits with the kick and bass. Darker DNB often likes the snare slightly down in pitch, but trust your ears. Also, leave some headroom. Don't push it into clipping before the processing chain even starts. Now build the rack. Put an audio effect rack on the snare track and split it into two or three chains. The first chain is your dry center. This is the anchor. This is where the punch lives. Keep this chain mostly dry and centered. You can put EQ 8 here if you need a little cleanup. Maybe a gentle high pass around 80 to 120 Hz if there's any unnecessary low-end thump. The second chain is your widen snap. This is where the stereo character lives. You're not widening the whole snare here. You're just widening the useful upper mids and snap. That's the big difference between a snare that feels wide and one that turns into a blurry mess. Optionally, add a third chain for room or smoke. That one is very low in the blend, just enough to create atmosphere. This is the part that gives you the warehouse halo. For balance, a good starting point is around 60 to 80% dry center, 20 to 40% widen snap, and maybe 5 to 20% room if you want that extra fog. Keep in mind, in DNB the body of the snare should still feel anchored in the middle. The width should live around it, not replace it. If the center hit feels a little flat, add some transient authority first. Drum bus is great for this. Try a little drive, light crunch, and push transients up somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30. Keep boom off or very low for snare work. If drum bus makes the snare too spiky, back off the transient amount and tame the brightness with EQ. Saturator also works really well. A small drive boost, soft clip-on, and subtle color can give the snare more attitude without flattening the transient. That little bit of edge is super useful in old school and jungle where the snare needs to cut through dense drums and bass movement. Now for the widen snap. A very short delay or echo does wonders here. The key is tiny, not obvious. You want a sense of spread and smear, not a slapback you can hear as a separate repeat. If you use simple delay, turn link off. Try one side around 8 to 15 milliseconds, and the other around 12 to 22 milliseconds. Feedback at zero, dry slash wet low, maybe 10 to 25%. If you prefer echo, keep the time very short. Maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, with almost no feedback and a low wet mix. Filter out the lows in the echo so the spread stays clean. After that, use utility on the widen chain and open the width maybe to 120 to 160%. Just remember, that width setting is for the chain, not the whole snare indiscriminately. This is one of those places where less is more. A tiny asymmetry between left and right can make the snare feel alive without sounding artificial. Then shape the stereo chain with EQ8. This part is crucial. High pass the widen chain around 150 to 250 Hz so the low body stays centered. If the snap needs more bite, you can add a gentle lift around 2.5 to 6 kHz. If it gets harsh, notch a little around 3.5 to 5 kHz. And if the top gets too splashy, low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. What we're doing here is letting the crack and air widen, while the body stays locked in the middle. That's how you keep mono compatibility strong. Wide low end is where mixes get weird. In DNB, the sub lane is sacred, so the snare body should stay disciplined and centered. Now for the smoky warehouse part. Set up a return track with a short, dirty room reverb, not a giant lush hall. We want small, close, and slightly grimy. Try a decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and keep the size small to medium. High pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz to get rid of mud, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't get shiny or fake. If you want more texture, add a touch of saturator or drum bus on the return. That gives the room a smoky edge, like the sound is bouncing around concrete walls and old metal surfaces. Then send only a little of the snare to that return. We're talking a small send, not a wash. Think of this as a halo around the hit, not a reverb cloud sitting on top of the groove. A great trick here is to send mostly the snap layer, not the full snare body. That keeps the punch clean while the air blooms around it. This is one of the fastest ways to get that warehouse vibe without destroying the backbeat. Now let's talk about space management. If the snare is starting to fight the kick or bass, clean up the return a bit more. High pass it higher if needed. You can also add a glue compressor on the drum bus for a touch of cohesion if the whole drum group feels loose. Keep it subtle, just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not squashing, we're gluing. And remember, the stereo image should arrive after the hit. The front edge of the snare should feel direct and confident, then the spread and room bloom behind it. If the width is too immediate, it can make the transient feel weak. So keep the dry center strong first, then let the stereo character follow. Automation is where this starts to feel like a real production move instead of a static preset. Try widening the snare more in build sections, fills, and transitions. For example, automate utility width from around 110% up to 150% in the 4 bars, before a drop. Or open up the reverb send in a breakdown, then pull it back at the drop so the main section hits tighter. You can also automate the delay width level just on fill hits. Small moves like that make the arrangement feel intentional. This is especially effective in DJ tool style tracks. Keep intros and outros more readable, then make the drop snare snap harder, and stay more focused. That contrast translates well in a mix and gives the track more movement. If you want a more authentic jungle feel, resample the processed snare. Route it to a new audio track, record the hit, trim the tail, and save it as a reusable one-shot. That gives you a MIDI texture you can chop, layer, or reuse in fills. Resampling is a classic move in this style, because it turns the sound design into part of the sample identity. Always check mono. This is non-negotiable. Flip utility to mono on the snare group or check the master in mono and listen carefully. Does the snare lose punch? Does the widen snap disappear? Does the reverb muddy the kick zone? If yes, back off the widening, reduce the wet level, or keep more of the dry center. If the snare is too sharp, trim some 3 to 5 kHz, reduce the transient boost, or shorten the reverb tail. A good DNB snare should feel wide in stereo, but still believable and punchy in mono. If it collapses badly, the mix will feel unstable on club systems and in playback. A few extra coaching points before we wrap this section up. Don't overdo top end just to fake width. If the snare starts sounding airbrushed, you've probably gone too far. Use subtle asymmetry, short room tone, and micro delay instead. Also, use the snare as a contrast tool. A relatively dry kick and sub make the widened snare feel even bigger. If everything is wide, nothing feels special. If hats are fighting the snare in the upper presence range, decide which one owns that space. In jungle arrangements, hats and snares often overlap. Let one be sharper and let the other sit smoother. That choice alone can make the groove feel more intentional. For a more advanced variation, you can try mid-side EQ on the snare bus. Keep the mid strong in the 200 Hz to 2 kHz range, and trim mud on the sides while only lifting a little air if necessary. That gives you a nice center hit, side smoke result. You can also try parallel distortion. One path with something crisp like saturator or overdrive, another with a dirtier texture like roar, blended quietly under the main snare. That adds old school attitude without killing the transient. Another nice detail is tiny pitch drift. If you're using simpler or sampler, a barely noticeable pitch variation between hits can make the snare feel more like a resampled hardware break hit. Very subtle, just enough to stop it from sounding sterile. You can also tuck in a quiet filtered slap layer or a low-pass duplicate for extra density. For arrangement, wider snares work best as section markers. Keep the groove tighter in the main sections, then open it up for pre-drop bars, breakdowns, or the first hit of a new phrase. That contrast can create lift without adding more notes. Also, the last snare before a transition can be slightly bigger, wetter, or wider, then immediately pulled back for the next section. That kind of contrast is huge for energy. Now for a quick practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the same snare in Ableton Live 12. First, a tight club version with light EQ and transient shaping, mostly mono and punchy. Second, a wide snap version with short stereo delay, high pass filtering on the widened chain, and utility width around 130-150%. Third, a smoky warehouse version with a short reverb return, a little saturation, and automation on the send for every fourth or eighth snare. Then place them in an 8-bar loop at around 170 BPM with kick, sub, and a break layer underneath. Put the snare on the main backbeat, and add one fill hit at the end of bar 8. Duo mono check. Ask yourself which one keeps the punch, which one feels widest, and which one nails the warehouse vibe without getting washed out. If you want the shortcut version of the whole lesson, here it is. Keep the snare body centered, widen only the snap and air, and use short space for character. Use a strong source. Split dry center from wide snap. High pass the widened chain. Keep the reverb short and controlled. Automate width for movement. And always check mono. Do that, and your jungle and old school DNB snares will feel bigger, darker, and way more professional, while still keeping that tight forward drive that makes the genre hit.